This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And to talk about the path forward with the Browns, the end of the season, all this many things, we welcome in our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, in studio. One, he gets extra kudos because he came down literally in person to see us. Two, he did so after an incredibly long day in Berea.
Yeah.
And three, because he's going to stay multiple segments.
There we go, Daryl.
This is a golf clap here.
Way to go. Also Hello. Dressed up nicely for the occasion, too.
I wasn't dressed up for you guys.
But this is your, a coach has been fired, so I'm going to be in a lot of places today, and so I better look nice attire.
Pretty much. Never know who's going to see you.
Yeah, no, we knew it wasn't for us. Yeah. But we are the product of you just not, I mean, you could have easily gone home and just taken it off and put something schleppy on, but you didn't do that.
I could have gone hoodie today, and I thought about it, but, you know.
Nothing's wrong with a hoodie. It's January 5th. You could do a hoodie if you wanted.
Do that in about an hour.
All right, very good. You look nice, Daryl.
So you do. And so we appreciate you being here. One, I actually do want to get to the not list real quick. So we've decided that not only we'll do individual coaching lists of guys that we want to hire, but we have a no-fly list. And,
oh, okay.
and it's just for the head coaching spot, and it has to be mutually agreed upon. Here are the guys that we shot down being on the not list.
Okay.
He wanted Chris Shula. And Joe Brady, on the list, said no. I could not agree to that. I think they belong in the list, even if they're not my front runners. I wanted Cliff Kingsbury, stricken from the record. He said no. All right? Three, do you agree with them not being on the not list?
No, I think all three should be on the list.
Well, welcome
on
to
the not
party.
List?
Yeah. Welcome to the party, Daryl Ryder.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're just going to say no to everyone.
Beverages
right.
start at 6:15, hors d'oeuvres in the corner. Welcome to the party, Daryl Ryder.
I have All my right. own list of guys I have no interest in whatsoever. Keep going.
All right. Now, here's the real not list, not the not list. Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Vance Joseph, Jonathan Gannon, and Steve Sarkisian.
I have no objections to any of those names. Well done, gentlemen.
All right. Very good.
If anything, are we not picky enough? Well, so Daryl's out here. Daryl might have three guys that might be head coach worthy here.
The problem there, Daryl, is that and when I looked at the Browns' next head coach odds that our friends over there at sportsonline.ag put out,
it's not great.
It is a lot of not great, but it also it's not easy just to eliminate these guys off the front of it and be like, just no, thank you, not even close. Like Robert Saleh is the leader there.
Yeah, I mean, he's on my not interested list.
Mike McCarthy's there as well.
Yeah, okay, I'll entertain it.
And then it goes Joe Brady, then we're in Jim Schwartz, then we're Kubiak, then we're Michael Four, then we're Halfley, and like we're in the floor. We're in the section. Well, I mean, in some cases, might be the right LaFleur. I like Mike LaFleur. I'm a Michael Ford guy.
Clearly.
Did it go to Lindenwood? Is this a...
That would make me a Michael Ford guy. That would definitely do it. I just feel like it's basically the same credentials as Matt LaFleur, and then Matt LaFleur went off to be one of the best head coaches in the game.
They're different men.
Sign me up for that.
They're different men.
Yeah, but they have the same parents, and they come from this Sean McVay disciple tree and everything. Actually, he's had more time with McVay
than Matt LaFleur had. He's hoping that this is the Kelseys of coaches' family.
That's basically what I'm hoping for. And if that's the shot in the dark that I go with, that's not a bad shot
in the
dark.
Somebody's got to be John Gruden, and somebody's got to be Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I that's my number one concern about this whole thing is that they're just going to take a shot in the dark on somebody. And for how they positioned this dismissal today, it better be an upgrade from Kevin Stefanski.
But you could argue Kevin Stefanski was the shot in the dark.
No, and that was also a case that Andrew Berry made today, too, in reminding us, hey, we had interviewed him in 2019, came back to him in 2020. Nobody else had spoken to this guy but us. And, you know, we got 6 years and two winning seasons, two playoff seasons out of him. There is something to be said for that. But also keep in mind, I don't think it was Andrew Berry that found Kevin Stefanski. It was Paul DePodesta that wanted him. And I know that Paul DePodesta is the equivalent of a four-letter word around here these days. But between Sean McDermott and Kevin Stefanski, I do have to give the guy credit for identifying two bona fide head coaches. Say whatever else you want about his impact on the Cleveland Browns.
And I will.
I will give him the credit of he did identify two pretty good NFL
All right, let's play in this for a second then, because obviously we were both here. We were both discussed a lot of that time and that time frame. There were eight coaches that the Browns ended up interviewing in that whole entire selection process.
I know. Do we
know with certainty Stefanski would have ended up better than these eight? It's Robert Saleh, Mike McCarthy, Greg Roman, Eric Bieniemy, Brian Daboll, Josh McDaniels, and Jim Schwartz. Can we put that in like some perspective? If you got that was the list, that was the eight.
How many
guys
would have done better?
How many would have done better? Yeah,
half.
Probably. And
McCarthy,
what's interesting is that
for sure, which is weird.
Well, what's interesting is that three of these guys are now in the list for this upcoming coaching search already. We're going back into what we already did so many years ago.
Well, and they already have the homework on those guys, plus the additional 6 years of resume that's been added on to the previous interviews. And look, basically, when they fire Freddie Kitchens, they just redid the 2019 coaching search. They just basically like, all right, let's go back into the file cabinet and see what we did a year ago.
They love that, Daryl. You know this. They love that. They love the idea that we've talked to this guy previously and now we're going to give him the chance.
And that is why I think that if you were interviewed by the Cleveland Browns in 2020, congratulations, you're back on the list this time around. I think that they're going to get a look.
Daryl, we heard from Jimmy Haslam first early this morning. Then
that's something.
And then we heard from Andrew Berry. I'll ask you, because they took different tacks in both the duration of how long they spoke.
One tried to be gracious, and the other one just rolled the bus right over Kevin Stefanski mercilessly.
But they also,
at the same time, he's family.
But they also contradicted each other.
That was weird. So, the story about his four-year-old was weird.
Oh, I think you guys are talking about different guys rolling people over. Whose messaging was more of a hit for you on the Stefanski decision and all that came with it?
Well, I would say Andrew Berry, because I just think Andrew was really candid and honest about it, even if I might disagree with his assessment of the situation, because I think he's culpable in creating said situation. And again, I'm not absolving Kevin. He did have some shortcomings here. There's a reason he got let go. But the quote that stood out to me from Andrew Berry was when he said that they didn't make enough progress independent of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game outcomes. That's what got my attention, because I'm going to put that in the Andrew Berry, Ivy League translator here. What he's saying is the record didn't matter. It was what we were seeing behind the scenes and the progress of the football team. And that is what caused us to make that change. Whereas Jimmy went with
said results matter.
Yeah, said results matter. We only won 8 games in 2 years. That's unacceptable. Basically, it's the same speech Jimmy Haslam gives every time he fires a coach. Right?
Yeah, we've kind of highlighted how it felt like Haslam was saying one thing, and then Berry was saying a different thing. Even down to like Jim Schwartz, for instance. Haslam was all about how Jim Schwartz, he wants him to be a part of the team and wants him to be there. And then Berry came out and was like, well, that'll be the next head coach's decision.
Yeah, well, or they have to sit down and talk about whether they want to let him interview for the head job, which, by the way, I think they should do. I think ultimately they will do. I don't think Jim Schwartz is going to get the job, though. But I do think he will get an interview here. And I think there's a possibility he might get an interview elsewhere. I don't know that he's going to get another head coaching job, something to keep an eye on. Maybe he ends up back with Kevin Stefanski in New York or Tennessee or wherever Kevin lands.
Ultimately, why do you think they didn't clean house fully?
This one I will put on the shoulders of Jimmy Haslam. And I did learn that Andre Schmidt is a cornerstone of the football team. That was interesting to find out today, which means he's probably going to get cut in the middle of next season.
I was thinking a contract extension and then he gets cut.
Well, that part, yes. But I do think that was a prisoner of the moment decision. What have you done for me lately? And this last year clearly outweighed the disastrous previous 4 years of Andrew Berry's administration of the roster. And so they're going to give him a chance to write this and also find the next head coach. But also the clock is ticking on Berry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Darryl, I thought it left the door open in many ways. Like, if that's your case, and that's what you're trying to sell is a kicker being a cornerstone, I think he's signaling.
Well, there are a couple of, I mean, obviously the Tyson Campbell trade, the draft trades. Yeah,
but if that's what you're trying to sell, I think that was signaling to the rest of the coaching hires out there, potential hires out there, that if you come and part of the condition is if you're awesome at this, and I think you're awesome at it, then if you say like in Jacksonville that I want Andrew Berry gone at the end of this, and that's the condition that I have, okay, we can talk.
I think that has to be, because the issue here is that, yes, he had a good draft, okay, not discounting that, and I do believe guys like Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, Harold Fannin Jr. can be cornerstones, right? There's no disputing that. What I am concerned about is he's not good at picking offensive linemen. He's not good at picking quarterbacks, and he's not good at identifying wide receivers that are worth a damn.
Or third rounders.
Or third round picks, right? I mean, his entire third round, I think he's maybe had Martin Emerson was a good find. But the rest of it has been a complete disaster in the third round. And part of the other issue there is in his tenure, the third round is the first pick he made in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I still go back to the Jed Wills pick and just how much that set them back by just completely blowing that selection. So they're going to roll with him, but the next head coach that comes in, the clock is going to be ticking on him because, you know, I think that the next time we do this, they both will go. Andrew will go along with the head coach.
Don't threaten me with a good time. What do you think? Okay, let's go Stefanski, Barry, Jimmy Haslam. If we look at the last 6 years and say there was some success, but it wasn't good enough, and now it's come crashing down to earth, what did each party have to learn from the last six seasons and certainly the last two seasons? Because I don't think everybody has to learn the same thing.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Haslam needs to understand no means no. Deshaun Watson originally told them no. He should have just left it be then instead of saying, hey, train's down the tracks too far, Baker's bailed on us and all that.
I disagree with that, because if Deshaun Watson had been great, then we'd be looking at it like the persistence was necessary. You did whichever you had to do, and that was great. Like, they really believed he could play football.
I have the luxury of hindsight here, and so we know what a disaster it is, and we know that that's why they're in the boat that they're in right now. So I'm going to say, yes, when they say no, believe them.
No,
Plain and simple.
But again, if they at the time they believed he was awesome, and so if you believed he was awesome, they did what they had to do in order to acquire an awesome quarterback.
That's their fault for believing that because he hadn't played football over a year.
And that's a very fair assessment of that. Is that like that's where and that's why people are getting fired is because they had the wrong assessment of that.
No, but, no one got fired that had the wrong assessment of that.
Well, yeah, Kevin Stefanski today got
Kevin
fired.
Kevin Stefanski, I don't think, wanted Deshaun Watson.
It's not what's been reported the entire stretch of this and initially reported in Cleveland.com and the New York Times that it was the two of them together. It was Barry and Stefanski. So that's not accurate.
Yes, of course, in the middle of that regime, Kevin's going to contradict
and
the
also,
GM.
Remember,
Hugh Jackson said, trust me on Cody Kessler, and he wanted nothing to do with that pick.
But Stefanski still deserves some part in all this. I mean, they went to that hotel room where all of a sudden they laid out all the different ways. One of the things Deshaun Watson is a for why he chose the Browns is he laid out all the different ways that Stefanski could make Watson awesome, and it was like a five-hour little session that they had. Like all these things do matter.
They did a real good job rolling out the PR of that. I'll just say this. For $230 million, I will say anything you want me to.
No, but if you end up in a situation where you really believe that the quarterback exists out there and you can find the quarterback, I don't want Deshaun Watson to be the reason why you don't go after that in the future. Like just because this didn't work out doesn't mean that their idea behind it wasn't sound.
Here's the lesson. Never go after a quarterback who hasn't played in over a year.
That's fair. We can compromise on that.
How's that?
Maybe if that's your new rule on things. Hey, maybe don't go after quarterbacks with a million sexual assault lawsuits out there.
Well, there's that aspect
of
it, too.
Maybe if that's the lesson, but I did like the aggressive nature of it all, and I like the idea that it's hard to land a franchise quarterback. They clearly misidentified.
Desperate. They're a desperate franchise. They have been for years. And desperate franchises make desperate moves. And look.
But they shouldn't have been desperate. I think that's the lesson for me.
That's fair.
You were in an okay spot with Baker. You weren't in a great spot, but you weren't in an awful spot. And you became desperate for whether it's career reasons, whether it's I'm trying to get a stadium built, whatever it was, there were a lot of things there that you didn't have to be desperate.
Another lesson they need to learn in this is you got to set boundaries with your players, even the stars, because then they turn into a monster that you can't control, and that's what happened with Baker a little bit.
And that would have been a great lesson as a takeaway, for sure.
So there's another lesson to be learned.
And the no means
I just disagree with the first lesson.
216-474-0092. So we got to, I think, Jimmy Haslam's lesson. We'll get to Kevin Stefanski's lesson, Kevin Stefanski's path forward, and the Browns' path forward without Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.